Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget all the over-the-road truck drivers out there that are doing a bang-up job, all those folks in the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter. The same way, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And live and in living color from California, out there amidst the snowflakes or whatever it is that's going on out there tonight, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain.
What's it doing out there?
It's about 50 degrees where I am, but it's going to start getting colder and more rainy.
Colder and more rain. Well, we've got a pretty nice weather pattern that's developing here. It's not chilly, but it's 70 degrees right now. Going to go down in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow will be back up between 80 and 85. And this is about the fourth or fifth day in a row of this stuff. I can certainly handle it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people are pretty envious tonight, I'm sure.
All right. Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic
for which it stands
one nation under God
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start out with the obvious, and that, of course, is the Ukraine, because everybody, no matter who you are, where you are, all the news agencies, they're all on system overload watching this Ukraine situation, trying to figure out what's going to happen next. Well, all I can tell you is the U.S. Added to the Western sanctions yesterday on Russia as the Ukraine crisis intensified, and I'm going to play an audio here in just a second, but what are you gathering from what you're seeing and hearing?
Well, other than the fact that evidently the planned Putin-Biden summit is now off the table because he's now brought his so-called peacekeepers into the Donbas region, I think, Captain, what we're seeing, though, in all seriousness, is Vladimir Putin making the first of his moves into Ukraine. I don't think he wants just those two breakaway areas. He is going to continue, and it's not going to be pretty. The sanctions are getting in place and so forth, but Vladimir Putin, of course, I think, you know, has already factored a lot of this in, and his will right now, I think, is strong. And again, I'm not lauding him. I'm not admiring him. I'm just simply saying that he has been planning this. He's following through, and we have to be very, very careful.
All right. Well, let's go to Washington and get a report from our friend Greg.
The president said Russia has crossed a line by moving its forces into eastern Ukraine.
This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
He said Vladimir Putin's actions are unacceptable.
This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community.
Mr. Biden announced a first round of economic sanctions against Russian banks and oligarchs and said more could be on the way if Putin proceeds further. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, all I want to say about Greg and that report, which was fine, it was a little generic, all I want to say about that report is that it didn't have a lot of substance to it, and it certainly didn't sound like as if it would scare me.
Well, right, it's reporting, you know, kind of the gist of what the president was saying or doing, but what should be scary... And I'm glad you mentioned it, Captain, because what should be scary, and even President Biden touched on this as well, but what Vladimir Putin did essentially was to invalidate the existence of Ukraine. And by doing that, he's trying to get some kind of odd justification for what he's doing. And this is a very, very scary thing because he's just invalidating the fact that the Ukrainian people have any right to have a border or self-govern or do whatever it is that they want to do, not influenced by Russia. And so this kind of mindset is the kind of thing that's going to get us into huge trouble in terms of could more of Europe be drawn into this in some way, shape, or form as this goes along.
Okay, let's see. One of our trucker pals is parked in Houston. Who is this? Oh, it's Eric, Trucker Eric. Okay. He said, good evening, Captain Matt. I just got parked at my delivery location in Houston. She says it's 64 degrees there right now, and he's listening to us until he falls asleep.
All right. Well, hello, Trucker Eric.
Mm-hmm. He also said he's glad he's out of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Because it snowed up there, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's snowing up there now. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. Kyle Warren and I, the professor of politics. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go to break, and I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Again, the website MyPillow.com. Go over there, check out everything that he's got in his radio listener specials section. You'll see a door link, and you double-click that. You go inside, and there'll be 150 or so items there, all marked way down for you to take advantage of. Now, if you go in there, you'll see, the Giza sheets. You'll see the towels. You'll see all sorts of things. But right now, the towels are what he's got on special, and he's got them marked down a little bit lower than what they have been before, so you can save yourself another 10% on there. And you have to be able to use a promo code to do it. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. Get you anything you want at the reduced prices in there. And don't forget, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Take advantage of the things they have in there that are marked down, and you can save yourself a bunch of money. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, the German chancellor, I believe his name is pronounced Olaf Scholz, announced yesterday that his country had stopped the certification process of the Nord Stream number 2 pipeline. This is a big deal because after Russia moved into Ukrainian territories, the situation is now fundamentally different to where they don't want Russia to get their hands on the pipeline or any of the oil, and they're even talking about possibly making it inoperable.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, Germany had come under some criticism for not acting sooner or looking decisive about the whole thing. But you're right. The Chancellor Scholz, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, basically said, okay, this thing is not going to get certified. So that is something that hopefully will be something that Vladimir Putin will take into account. But that being said, don't hold your breath, because Vladimir Putin may simply say, look, I can maybe outlast a lot of those in Europe whom we've already, giving energy to. And also the United States imports energy from Russia as well. So to some degree, Putin may think that he is in a good position, at least in the short term, and that he won't be hurt as badly as the American government says he will be. But that remains to be seen.
And we do not need to import anything at all from Russia or anybody else. We've got plenty of oil if they'll just use it. And, oh, by the way, we were told yesterday by Biden, be patient, but you can expect oil to go up to around $100 a barrel. And if it does that, that means gasoline will be probably over $4 a gallon everywhere. And out there by you, it'll be well over $5 a gallon of the cheap grade at the pump.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, this is one of those times in history we're seeing this start up in Ukraine. We don't know how far all this is going to go at this time. But that being said, Joe Biden as president could start to do a lot of things right now to benefit Americans. And I don't mean going out to the microphone and saying he's going to work like the devil to make things better, but actually do something, especially in regards to energy, because what you just said, Captain, encapsulates it. And that is, we can drill our own oil. We need to be able, and we've talked about in this program so many times that energy independence is a national security issue.
Yep.
It is one of the first and foremost ones. If we're energy independent, we can have whatever foreign policy we want in the Middle East. We're not beholden to anybody. Or we can buy energy from our friends. But and this is something Biden can do. If he doesn't do it, a lot of Americans are going to suffer economically that are already at the tipping point.
Well, yesterday Biden gave a little speech, and in his speech he said he would send more U.S. troops to the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania as a defensive measure to strengthen NATO's position in the area. And, of course, Russia shares a border with all three of those border states. But be careful what you wish for.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, a lot of this has to do with, you know, what happens if Putin decides to expand on all of this, because he's creating chaos. And in the chaos of war and everything saying to himself, okay, I'm unstoppable, we just don't know just how far he wants to go. But the Baltic states, of course, would be very resistant to being taken over again by the Russians. But it just seems to me, Captain, it's the idea that he does want to cobble together back the old Soviet Union. He wants to replace those borders or reestablish them in some way. And when we heard Vladimir Putin talking in his speech, yes, we're hearing translations, but look at his demeanor, look at the expression on his face. This isn't somebody who is I think open to diplomacy at this point, although it needs to be tried. But there's something gone wrong with Putin on this, and he's picked this time to do it, and the rest we're going to find out about, I guess.
Well, this is what the United Kingdom did yesterday. They announced its first set of sanctions against Russia, freezing assets of wealthy Russians and banks, banning them from entering the country. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that his government is ready to unleash further sanctions if the situation in Ukraine further deteriorates.
Right, right. And to some degree, I mean, these are all good things. We need to be united. Certainly, if there is an attack of any kind, whether it be something that happens as a result of miscalculation or a mistake, anything that has to do with a NATO ally is going to trigger that kind of response. But even that, Captain, is something that in this particular situation, a mistake or a miscalculation could be something that will put us over the brink. I hope not, but unfortunately, this is how things can get started. Just look into history. This is how things get started that way.
Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I'm going to talk about it some more. We have our Vice President Kamala Harris over there, correct?
Right, right.
And did you see Tulsi Gabbard talking about that on Fox last night?
I read her quote. I didn't get to see the video of it, but I did read her quote, and it's pretty substantial stuff. Yeah.
Well, she went scorched earth on Kamala Harris over the Ukraine-Russia performance and called it grade school understanding.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought that was pretty articulate of Tulsi Gabbard. She really did sort of, you know, encapsulate that whole idea. But that's exactly right. It's really something, Captain, to see the Vice President of the United States, who should be so up to snuff on this stuff, right? She should be able to go out there. She should know this cold, and it shouldn't be just a bunch of words kind of strung together. You know, she's just not making a lot of sense. And I don't know if it's just because she doesn't like to read the preparation position papers or the background material or what, but yes, she's not exhibiting a deep understanding of the geopolitical problems that we're facing right now.
No, and there's something to this, and I don't, for the life of me, I don't understand why Biden sent her over there unless it was just to get her out of his hair.
Get her out of his hair, and also to some degree try to prop up her foreign policy cred or her vice president cred or something like that.
Well, that's not working.
No, it's not, because she continues. And again, this doesn't give me a lot of joy to say something like this, because our foreign policy and our country, we have these people representing our country. They need to appear strong. But honestly, she just continues to reveal that she's not ready for prime time on this stuff. And that is something that Vladimir Putin, President Xi, and anybody else out there with designs to do something untoward, they're watching that 24/7.
By the way, where's John Kerry?
Yeah, where is he? Good question.
I haven't seen him.
Nope, I haven't either. Well, maybe he's still working on the Iran deal. Who knows? Because oil's getting up there. You know, now it's a great time for Iran. And this is a really bad thing. I mean, this can cause a cascade effect of bad actors to start being able to do the bad things that they want to do, to put it mildly.
Okay, I hear the music coming up here, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to have Jeff take us to break. And by the way, Jeff was at the Have Lunch for the Captain lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue. Hold on. I'll be right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
COVID-19 cases are down across the U.S., and in some places, they're down more than 64%.
This has some hospitals going back to doing elective surgeries, including Indiana University Health. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee. He says the boosters have played a key role in us moving away from the pandemic and more to the endemic. He also tells MSNBC regarding booster shots.
This is a three-dose vaccine for certain high-risk groups. Those over 65, those who are immune compromised, depending on the nature of their degree to which they're immune compromised, people who have comorbidities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg penned a scathing op-ed on Tuesday warning Democrats are headed for a wipeout in November. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends with Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take and I've been taking for going on 7 years right now. I start out my morning every day when I get out of bed. I take a Relief Factor just to start my day because I keep it in my system. And in doing so, it helps me to get through the day without having the aches and pains that I used to start out with that I'd wonder if I'd been run over by a Mack truck or not. But the fact of the matter is, the product works, and that's why I'm telling you about it. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out Relief Factor, see what it's all about. You start out $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and away you go. Now, the ingredients in it, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to reduce the inflammation, the swelling, the pain it's got in it. It goes right straight to the source of the problem, wherever your problem is, and that's how it works as quickly as it does and helps you to be able to function. Because a lot of people that are in pain, you'll see them, they can hardly walk, or they walk very slow, this, that, and the other. And if I'm not taking Relief Factor, don't have that in my system, I'll slow up a little bit too until I get it back in my system again. But I try to make sure I take it every day, twice a day, once in the morning when I get up, and then once like at supper time, which is you're supposed to take it with food. So there you go. So, again, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the 3-week quick start and see if it'll do for you what it's done for me. And Kyle, all you got to do is lose a little pain, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Justin Trudeau, his quest to usher in a fascist left totalitarian state has become more and more obvious, more in line with the goals of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset than with the traditional freedoms embraced by the Canadian people. An Ontario court yesterday issued a ruling that's done the unthinkable when it created a local prisoner in a free country. Now, the Ontario court justice involved, Julie Bergoy, has denied bail for Tamara Lick, who was one of the organizers of the Freedom Convoy protest in Ottawa. And now she's sitting in jail.
That's exactly right. And here's a quote from that justice, the Ontario court justice, evidently saying, "I cannot be reassured that if I release you into the community that you will not reoffend. Your detention is necessary for the protection and safety of the public, Captain. The public is at risk if this person gets out on bail to go through the Canadian legal system, I suppose."
And after witnessing the Freedom Convoy in Canada being violently crushed by the Trudeau government, an organizer for an American Truckers Convoy came out and said, and this is the People's Convoy, came out and said that they have taken precaution to avoid similar treatment from the Biden administration. This woman, Maureen Steele, said, "We've taken every precaution that we could. I don't know what the government's going to do." She is the main, one of the main organizers of the People's Convoy. And I don't know. You can't say that things won't happen, because they will, invariably. But I can tell you that these convoys, the one from the south and the one from the west that are going to D.C., are not going to be going into D.C.
Well, that's exactly right. From our understanding, from what we've heard, according to reports, they're not going to enter into D.C. They're going to stay out around the Beltway. But, you know, Captain, it's interesting, because back when Joe Biden was running for president and we had the riots going on, Joe Biden didn't really lift a finger or denounce any of the violent acts, the property destruction, the setting our cities on fire, hurting people, this kind of thing. They really didn't denounce it at all, maybe until the point where it started really hurting them in the polls, and then they made some plea to turn it all off at that point. But it is going to be very interesting to see how President Biden responds to truck drivers driving their trucks along the highway. I mean, this is, you know, but somehow they're a huge threat. But it's just not the case. But it is the fact that they don't have the right message that Biden wants, or that the Biden Politburo, as it were. And so they're going to be labeled troublemakers. And there'll be no comparison in their minds, to the rioters of 2020, because they were.
You mean of January 6th?
January 6th as, yeah. Well, but because they were accomplishing a goal that they actually wanted, and that was the destabilization of the system. And just, it's very, very sad to see, you know, sort of what's going on. But in our country, Captain, we have a grand history of marching, of protesting, of sit-ins. Anybody remember Berkeley, stuff like that? I mean, they would do this kind of stuff all the time, and they were praised by the left. Now, suddenly, truckers are a huge threat. Go figure.
Well, here's part of the deal. The Washington, D.C. police and the Capitol police have asked the D.C. National Guard to help them out. And they're going to study the situation very quickly and see what it is they need. And there will be National Guard troops out on the streets. But again, this convoy is not coming inside the city. They're not, it's not going to do it, because they know that there'd be big time trouble But they are going to be out on the Beltway, and they can create more havoc on the Beltway than they can in the city, because they can literally do a drive slowdown and take those three lanes, those three trucker lanes, and slow them down to a crawl.
Yeah, well, exactly. But again, you know, you compare it to the history of protests and raising awareness in this country, and nobody likes to be inconvenienced in these kinds of things, or not really advocating that kind of thing. But what it is the fact that you have the right to make your voice heard in this country. But unfortunately, those who might have thought that way 30, 40, 50 years ago are now the ones that have the government positions or the positions of power, and they don't want to be challenged. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and of course, again, they watch what took place in Canada. They don't want a repeat of that at all, and they're not going to act in that way. But the National Guard, what they're going to do, how they're going to be involved, we'll have to wait and see. But it's going to be interesting.
Well, that's right. One thing you have to be really careful of is somebody trying to create something because they see an event happening and they want to try to turn it to their own nefarious purposes. But the truckers that are going there, they're not going there looking for trouble. They're not going there trying to cause trouble. And so that needs to be front and center.
Well, they've already started a rumor in the mainstream media that they've got Antifa that's going to be involved in this. And that's just not true, at least not there's I don't know any truckers that are members of Antifa.
No, that's laughable on its face.
They don't have time for that.
No, because they're busy doing their jobs, and they're driving the trucks, and they're seeing this great country, Captain. And one of the things that, you know, I think people envy about the American trucker is that they get to see so much of our beautiful nation, and when you get out there, it's like getting into the national parks. You actually get to see how wonderful America really is, and it's hard to convince someone, no, America's a terrible place. No, the truckers know America's a great place.
That's right, and it is something when you get to go out and travel around and listen to all the different people and talk to them about their hometowns and their areas. It's really something.
Well, that's right, and that's what, in many cases, people the authoritarian mindset, they try to get rid of that. That can't be, because you can't operate at the grassroots like that. You have to only have the opinion of the authoritarian, and otherwise, everything else is a threat to them.
And by the way, folks, we're getting ready to go to break and have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up here. And we've got quite a bit of weather out there. And remember yesterday I told you there was going to be a storm coming across middle America from I-40 on down to I-20. And, yep, it's out there. Texas, you're being inundated tonight. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to let Jeff take us to break again. So here we go.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard, hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. The only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. job from 9 to 5. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Said done. I'm a hard working man. I'll tell you what, Kyle. I love that song when it came out, and I love it just as much today.
Yeah, I do love that one too. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. Well, folks, we got us some winter weather out there. That storm that was up there in the northern part of the U.S. has moved off. Now we got one in the central part of the U.S. right around the Mississippi River over into Texas, and another one right behind it. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. It is cold out there tonight, folks, especially up in Montana. We've got a wind chill advisory going on through almost the entire state of Montana. This goes over into northern Idaho as well. Let me give you a quick example. Helena, minus 12. Right now, Billings at minus 17, so you get the picture. Also, up on 4th of July, past tonight, Captain, it's 8 degrees. It's clear right now, but it's going to be cloudy as we head in to the daytime on Wednesday. So be careful out there, of course. We've also got some snow to tell you about happening right now on the radar. So you definitely got snow if you're coming up into southern Utah at St. George. You definitely got snow in that area. Also, we've got some snow registering right around Provo and Salt Lake City right now as you go up Interstate 15. Next door in Colorado, I-70 near Glenwood Springs, you've got snow coming across the interstate there, I-70. But also up on I-76 as you head on over towards Nebraska, you got snow coming across the road there. Also along U.S. Highway 34 coming out of Denver, so be careful there. South of Denver, I-25, Pueblo, down to a little bit north of Trinidad, you've got snow coming across the road there as well. Also, checking out our mountain passes tonight, looks like Snoqualmie Pass checking in at 13 degrees. Cabbage Hill, Captain's at 10 degrees. You got spots of ice. And also, in my neck of the woods, Cajon Pass in Southern California, reading 33 degrees. They've got snow as we've got a fast-moving storm coming through Southern California out through the Inland Empire. So on Interstate 15, be very careful indeed. Also, Richard the Marine checking in tonight from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. It was 29 degrees going down to 21 degrees. Richard, we hope that you have some mittens and a heater or something to try to stay warm in those kinds of conditions. And also, freeze warning in California Central Valley.
All right, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, the Panhandle, and on down into Lubbock and on down towards Midland. Also, most of Minnesota, most of Iowa. You've got really, really cold, freezing temperatures. A lot of temperatures at or below zero, single digits all the way down through there. Then the snow starts right down there around, San Antonio, a little bit west of San Antonio, and it works its way on up into Oklahoma. The southeastern corner and up through Oklahoma City and Tulsa and up I-44, you will have a winter storm warning. That'll be taking you across I-42 all the way to Memphis, Tennessee. And up in Missouri, you've got a winter storm warning all the way to St. Louis. Fort Leonard Wood, you're definitely getting the snow right now. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, you got a winter storm warning there, as well as an ice storm warning for up there around Duluth, Minnesota, and to the east and into Canada up there, an ice storm warning. Now, coming on down, going through West Virginia, western bit of West Virginia, coming through the northeastern end of Kentucky and down through most of Tennessee tonight. You've got rain. There are some severe thunderstorms in the mix because the front is right there along that edge. You've got some flooding going on, too. Northern Alabama, northern Mississippi. You've got a lot of fog tonight along the Gulf of Mexico from just north of me here in Tampa Bay on up to the Big Bend area, and then all the way across over to New Orleans, and then over towards Houston, and then on down around to McAllen and Brownsville along the shore. Then up in upstate New York, we do have some rain, some mixed precipitation tonight from the state line with right there at Ripley up to Buffalo and then over towards Rochester. And then it skips over to Oneida Lake and goes north up to the St. Lawrence River, where we'll have a mixture of rain and or snow and or sleet. That becomes pretty much ice in the Adirondack Mountains. And then there'll be a little bit of snow in Vermont. Then there'll be a mixture of precipitation on up into New Hampshire, as well as the rest of Vermont. And then way up in the tip of Maine tonight, we've got Presque Isle up in that area. We've got some snow showers up in there. And wind, gale force wind from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape May, New Jersey. And, Kyle, that's what it's looking like right now.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a lot going on tonight.
Tell us about the Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, it is super cold out there almost wherever you are tonight. So if you want a safe haven, you want to pull in, get something hot to eat, something hot to drink.
They got soup.
They got soup as well, but also we think you'll agree the best cup of coffee on the interstate. It's never going to be stale when you pull into a Pilot or Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. And what can you get after just six fills? Well, you can start earning 4 points per gallon instead of 2 points with the other people, and 15 with the other guys as well in terms of how many fills. And you can start earning points after you join the driver's club. You'll start earning points on the fuel you buy, the food that you buy, and the supplies that you buy. You can redeem those points, get great offers simply by using the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that for Apple or Android devices. And you want to visit pilotflyingj.com, find out more about that. Or when you pull in, ask them about joining the driver's club.
Yeah, and I want to say hello to a couple of the harbor pilots tonight, because I did not realize this, but we've got some harbor pilots that travel along with us at night, taking the big ships in and out of Tampa Bay, the port, out to where they let them go out there in the Gulf and away they go. And I've been told that they travel with us at night all night long, so hello to the harbor pilots. Hope you're doing well.
That is amazing. Yeah, hello. Absolutely.
All righty, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning. Going to have a lot more stuff to talk about when we come back. And I'll tell you what, John Durham, his investigation moves along. We'll tell you about that when we come back and how that's all working out right now. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.